Chop Langman joined here today by Seth Donaldson of the ESAC Raiders. He's going to be heading to Simpson to wrestle and get his education as well. Seth, appreciate you joining us here today. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
That is good. Is there a little weight off of your shoulders? I know you made that post about a week or so ago now that you've signed to wrestle at Simpson. Was it a deep breath and kind of a sigh of relief that that part of everything is now over?
Yeah, it was a big deciding factor of me if I wanted to continue my wrestling career or not.
What was it that made you decide that you did want to continue wrestling?
Well, I knew I had a good opportunity, and I'm like, might as well try it. I love the sport, and I wanted to keep doing it.
Where did your love of wrestling come from?
Mostly the community that's always with it. Everyone is good friends with each other and always supporting each other. And just, it's a type of sport where it's just you and the other guy.
You like that? You like that one-on-one kind of competition?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So where do you feel is, what do you feel is the strength that you have as a wrestler? Where are you at your best?
Oh, where I'm the best in wrestling is definitely bottom. I'm always quick and explosive.
Where'd you learn that from? Was that just in the wrestling room, or did you wrestle around with family members, you know, as a kid and just realize that, you know, I'm pretty quick and tough to handle down on the bottom?
Well, I figured that out when I got to high school for wrestling. I didn't start off as a very good wrestler, but I was probably the quickest one to get out of bottom, and I just kept improving in that position.
Talk about your growth. You mentioned that you said you didn't feel you were a real good wrestler as a freshman. So what was it like growing and getting better every season?
It was tough. Some very long days, and I grew a lot throughout my high school career. I mean, freshman year, you know, I had to go up a couple weight classes just to fill some spots. And
yep.
And I'm heavier weight, so it was basically freshmen always going against seniors, and I just knew I had to grow from there.
And how much did that help you grow maybe as a person as well with that, you know, the having to endure and fight through the difficult things with wrestling to you know, realize that sometimes there's challenges that you got to fight through?
It did well for me. I knew that even though it was hard, that I could keep going, and I had to, or I'll lose, or I'll have to get better to figure out how to win.
Seth, for the recruiting process for you for wrestling, when did it start? Did you get coaches reaching out to you as a junior, or did it start more this senior season?
It started around probably about a little bit after the time I applied for Simpson. And I'm guessing they saw that I applied for Simpson, maybe watched a couple videos or looked at my record and stuff, and saw I was a pretty decent wrestler and asked me about it.
Was Simpson the first school to look at you?
Yep, Simpson was the first school to look at me for wrestling.
What were those early conversations like, and did it surprise you any?
It really did. Really did. I was surprised that someone would reach out to me for wrestling, especially. And my thoughts were like, wow, I never thought I would have the opportunity to be a college athlete.
And is that where kind of the excitement of, hey, I kind of want to keep doing this? Is that what kind of first went through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, being a small school around here, it's always a big accomplishment if you're able to be a college athlete.
You've had some former teammates that have gone on to wrestle in college. Have you had conversations with them about what it's going to be like at the next level?
I've talked to a few. They said it's hard work and very time-consuming, but if you love it, you might as well go out.
as you talked to the Simpson coaches, what were those conversations like? What did they ask you about, and what did they say that they liked about your wrestling ability?
Well, it first started as, have you ever thought about wrestling after high school? And I'm like, I haven't put much thought into it because I never thought I would have the opportunity. And talked more about it, and I just kept thinking about talking to friends, talking to family, talking to other people that have went to college athletics, and they're like, it's always a great time, you know?
Absolutely. When did you decide for sure that you wanted to do that then and go on and wrestle in the future?
I probably decided that when it was after wrestling season. I haven't been going to the wrestling room a while. I'm like, man, I really do miss it. And I couldn't imagine if I never went out.
Before I ask you what the conversation like was with the Simpson coaches about going there and saying that you were going to wrestle for them, did you then peek at any other schools for an opportunity, or once Simpson reached out to you, was it really just Simpson where you knew you were going to go?
Well, Simpson was really the only college that looked out for me for athletics, but I have applied for a couple other schools that I know are good for my education.
Talk about what you're going into. You're going into, you know, a field that's going to really have a good future for you. So talk a little bit about the education part and how important that is for you.
Yeah, I'm going to Simpson to major in health and exercise science. And that will be like a pre-physical therapy field where I'll later go on to a bigger university trying to get my doctorate degree in physical therapy.
So how did that kind of become something of importance for you that you knew that that's what you wanted to do?
It's actually kind of ironic because when I tore my shoulder, I had to go through a lot of physical therapy, and I talked to them about how they liked their job and what are some of the benefits into it. Started doing more research about it, and like, man, I could really get aboard with this.
So when you started looking at college, it was more about the education part and who offered your major than it was about wrestling, the way it sounds.
Yeah.
What did you like about Simpson's program for that?
For education?
Yeah.
It's going to be smaller classes, more like teacher-student connection. And I like that. I feel like I'll like that a lot. And it's just a smaller school where you can maybe build a little bit more relationships than, let's say, at a university.
What was your favorite part of the campus when you got a chance to look at it?
I liked that it was very, like, you could tell most of the people that go there are always in something, whether that's music or athletics or drama or anything like that. You can just tell, or even if you talk to any of them, one of them is always in something.
So one last thing for you here, as we begin to wrap up things, we mentioned here a moment ago that you're going there to wrestle. When you reached out to the coaches and said, hey, I've decided I want to come wrestle for you, what was their response?
They said it's great, and they knew that I was getting you'd be a good asset to them because I'm a hard worker and dedicated.
What's the first thing you're looking the most forward to when you get to campus?
Looking forward to having experience and to be part of a team again.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to get a great young man, that is for sure. And I think you're going to have a great career with everything you do. So appreciate you joining us here today, Seth. Congratulations on making the decision. And I know I'll see you soon here at a track meet.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Seth Donaldson again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, he is headed to Simpson to continue his wrestling career.